I want you to think of your favorite kid's book. Got it? Now, was the main character an animal or a human? Most likely it was an animal, because animal protagonists, while having slim appearances in adult novels, have been a staple in the childhood literary canon for centuries. To help us think through why we prefer furry friends to the humanoids, we have newly published author of the children's book, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, Olivia Motley. Thanks for coming and joining us in the studio today, Olivia.
Thank you.
Before we jump into the why, let's start with the what. Give us the quick summary of your children's book that you wrote.
I wrote a children's book while overseas called Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans that stars a hummingbird named Huey Long, because of his long beak, that is preparing for his first migration, and he's about to leave the city and embark on his first big adventure. And he hears a song, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, coming out of a window, and realizes that he doesn't know what that means. And he gets scared and thinks, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should just get a sweater. Maybe, what if I don't make friends? What if I don't like it wherever I'm going? And so he goes around the city to ask all of his friends, do you know what that means? And it's a love letter to the city. It's obviously also my own story as well. So that's the gist.
Very nice. So you have chosen to have Huey as your main protagonist, which is a hummingbird. How do you think he relates to humans and their life experiences?
I think that for me especially, it is a direct connection to my own story, because I did leave here and I did migrate and I did have those sort of fears. And it's interesting because I've had people read the book and say, like, that's my spirit animal. Like, I'm Huey. And, like, it made me cry because that story is about me. And I think that it's an interesting concept to have a migratory bird kind of represent humans and the idea of migration in general, because birds don't really have borders. Animals don't have borders. And we're okay with that for them. But it's not necessarily the case that we're okay with that with humans. But I'd love to continue this story in the future to, like, use it as a metaphor for migration and stuff in general. But I think that that it is a very common sentiment for people to leave the city and feel that, which is what Louis Armstrong was inspired by. And there's been a lot of spinoffs of this song. So I know I can't even claim it as, like, my feeling. It's a shared feeling that I think anyone that loves the city and leaves feels.
Yeah. And so tell us, what do you feel like now that you have left and come back and you visit? What does it mean to miss New Orleans for you?
Well, for me, I think specifically this city has a magic to it that doesn't exist anywhere else, and a theater to it that doesn't exist anywhere else. And there's this great essay in that Unfathomable City book. It's by Billy Southern, where he talks about the treasures of this city and how you don't even have to leave your porch to find one. You can just watch the best theater in the world pass by you, and you know that you're a part of it as well. And it's definitely not something that you find everywhere else. You know, since I left here, I've lived in multiple other countries and in multiple cities, and there's obviously magic and dreamy things everywhere you go, but there's a very special theater and treasure to this city that I think helps balance out the other side that makes kind of the frustrating elements that you sometimes encounter here worth it for everyone. And it's what enchants people when they come here. It's definitely something I miss the most.
We've been talking with Olivia Motley, a newly published author of the children's book, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, which is available at your local bookstore. To find out more, you can visit bonvivantepaperie.com. Well, Olivia, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging with us today.
Thank you so much.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day?